Despite a formal commitment to reach net zero by 2050, pressure is building on the Australian government to bring more to the table at COP26. COP26 is the 2021 United Nations Climate Change Conference in Glasgow, and it gets underway this weekend. The summit's president says world leaders have a big challenge ahead of them as they agree on targets to tackle the climate emergency. Failing to do so, he warns, will have a dramatic impact on nature and people. David Taylor reports.
Summit delegates warn it's a global existential threat.
I mean, this is going to be difficult. This is going to be a big, big challenge. This is getting almost 200 countries to reach consensus on some of these difficult issues that have been outstanding for 6 years now.
That's COP26 President Alex Sharma talking ahead of the Global Climate Summit in Glasgow this weekend. He's got a big job to achieve consensus among the world's most powerful nations about how to stop global warming and reduce greenhouse gas emissions. Asked whether China would enhance its 2030 emission reduction target, Sharma said he very much hopes they do.
We are still waiting for China to come forward with its 2030 emission reduction target. I had a meeting yesterday with the Chinese delegation, and I repeated that they, along with every G20 nation, has promised before COP26, 4 days from now, to come forward with that commitment.
China is the world's largest emitter of greenhouse gases, followed by the United States and India. Its government has resisted adopting any binding limits on carbon emissions, saying China has to first focus on economic development. Representatives from the UK and the island nation of Samoa will also be at the summit. Ambassadors Barbara Woodward and Fatima Nava Power say their focus is capping the global temperature rise at 1.5 degrees by the end of the century.
Under 1.5 degree, for us that is not negotiable.
This is truly existential for the small island developing states. And countries like Samoa are absolutely at the forefront of a crisis.
But Barbara Woodward also warns achieving the climate target requires investment and money, a total of $100 billion to be exact. And analysts say the stronger the financial commitment from governments, the more private money will follow. Erwin Jackson is a policy director at the Investor Group on Climate Change, which advises some of Australia's biggest investors on the risks posed by climate change. He spoke to RN Breakfast.
It's ambition. Global investors are looking to deploy trillions and billions of dollars of capital into zero emission clean energy industries. And what they're really looking for from COP is a clear signal that governments are going to be strengthening their 2030 actions and putting in place real robust sector plans to actually achieve those outcomes. And the reason investors want that is because that delivers the best returns. Those kinds of policies will deliver the best returns.
G20 nations are responsible for 80% of all global emissions. Alex Sharma wants results.
What we want is for us to win, for the world to collectively win, so that we can say to, you know, our generation, but also to future generations, that we delivered when it mattered.
Australia's Prime Minister Scott Morrison has already left for the summit. He's taking the government's recently agreed plan to reach a net zero emissions target by 2050. But he's expected to come under pressure to make more significant cuts to our emissions before that date. Other leaders want us to halve our pollutants by 2030.
David Taylor.